contacted by a local school teacher in the town that there was some cracking across one of the tracks about 17 kilometres to the north of Annabella. Curiously, he was on Facebook communicating this, so Facebook's even purveyed out to the middle of the desert. And in this case, the length of the surface feature that formed, which was a little scarp, was about a kilometre and a half long. Knowing how big the earthquake was in this instance, because it only happened a couple of weeks ago, we can find similar things in the landscape relating to earthquakes before the European times in Australia and have a bit of an idea at how large earthquakes have been in other areas of Australia.
A kilometre and a half is incredibly long, isn't it? Can you describe what it actually looked like?
Well, as I mentioned, it looks pretty much like a step. And if you were to follow it from one of the ends, it kind of rises from almost nothing at the tip, and you follow it along for a few hundred metres and it grows larger and larger slightly until it's about 30 to 40 centimetres high near to the middle. And it maintains that step-like appearance over several hundred metres. So it would have been a pretty dramatic thing to see in that this step jumped up over the 1.5 kilometres in about 30 seconds, I would say.
And having been down there and spoken to a few people, how has the community reacted and how are they making sense of what's happened here?
Well, I guess the initial reaction was fear. They didn't have a Dreamtime story for this, as best I know. We took out one of the traditional owners, an elder called Peter Naningu. He was 85 years old, plus or minus a couple of years, and he didn't have a story passed down from his ancestors for this. So before myself and a colleague got out there, the local school teacher had gone up and had a look at these things, but most of the community was too afraid to go up there. They started coming out over the couple of days we were there, and we'd show them the little step in the landscape, and we tried to explain it in terms of earthquakes being infrequent but relatively, I guess, commonplace thing to happen in Australia. The encouraging thing was Peter was able to take a new story to his community to kind of allay their fears in many respects.
Because I understand there's also some aftershocks happening in the area. Are they severe?
There was, on Sunday night, a magnitude in the order of 3 or so, and these are to be expected in the weeks following a moderate-sized earthquake like this one. At a larger scale, Australia is being squeezed by tectonic forces at the plate margins, and the stresses that form due to that squeezing infrequently result in these earthquake events. So why it happened exactly at Annabella, we don't know, but we do know that we do get, on average, say, a magnitude 6 earthquake every 20 years or so in Australia, and a magnitude 5 might be about 10 times as common as that.
So exciting times for your team?
Yes, very much so. It's not very often that we get to visit one of these things that's only a week old. Usually they're tens of thousands of years old.